are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
It's the big special event, Sunday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event, Sunday, September the 19th. We want you in place. You can win games. You can win prizes. You can win fun. You can win excitement. That's right. You can win it all right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show for the special event, Sunday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a big day and it's gonna go out with a bang.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CD veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Michael, that's right, your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Yes, we're live, we're on the radio, we're on the internet, we are all over the place. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And by the way, if you would like to write to us, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's right. And right now, this is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Right now, we're going right to trivia. It's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Tell me, who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed,
you recognize the voices. Who's singing the song?
I wish I could leave and call in.
Any idea who's singing the song? Any idea? No, you, Sheila, you can't call in.
I know.
407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? And by the way, before I forget, next week's show is the big event. The big event. Don't miss it. We're going to have a lot of prizes next week. Next week's a special show. That's right. Special show, big event, a lot of prizes. Call in. Hope to hear from you next week. Blind and Beyond Radio Show has a special show next week. That's June the 19th is a special show. That's right. So right now, anybody,
yeah,
first-time callers, let's see who knows that song, 407-894-1680.
We need a winner fast so I can read this story.
Right.
Well, so and people first-time need callers. To know that if they have won in the past 30 days, they can't win again.
Yes.
So. Yeah, that's the rules.
The rules and regulations.
First time callers, let's see who knows it.
And well, I know it. But...
And no more Superman like Marcy call in. You don't
hey,
need Superman.
It's okay. You know what? I got her here.
There you go. That's her problem.
You know why I should do a trivia?
What?
I got a trivia one right now.
Not now.
No.
Michael.
Sorry,
Michael,
no, but now. I understand that. No, but I'm just saying, you know what? I'm going to tell you now, and see if anybody will ever know it. I'm going to say this in the future. So you folks who know, think you know, listen, so I'm going to tell you a story. That I'm going to do this 6 weeks from now, something like that. Superman's girlfriend, she worked in the newspaper.
Oh, God.
What's her name?
That's so easy.
Yeah, easy.
Well, right,
her first,
Lynn,
name, is,
Lynn,
her first name is Lois.
What, Sheila?
Why don't you read your story?
Wait, before you read the story, we do have us
a
caller.
We do have a caller. Okay.
First time caller.
And okay. Guess where she's calling from?
Where is she calling from?
Brunswick, Georgia.
No kidding. Brunswick, Georgia.
Brunswick, Georgia is officially on the map with five people that we know that call into the Blind and Beyond radio show. Brunswick is thick and big.
Who is
now. She goes by the name of Marilyn. Get it? Get this.
Marilyn
is in Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay, let's take her.
How's that?
You get
call?
It?
Marilyn.
Marilyn in Brunswick. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey.
You know the answer?
You think you know the answer, Marilyn? I think it's the sound of silence.
Well, we don't need the name of the song. We need who's singing
it. Who's singing it?
Oh,
That's the question. Who's singing it?
That's right.
Wait, well, you got part of it.
Garfunkel. That's right.
There you go. You got it. You got it. You got it. Okay. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card. Subway coming your way. Congratulations.
Okay. You give your address to Chris, okay, Marilyn? Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I'm rushing Marilyn because...
Thank you, Marilyn. Hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay. Now, if anybody wonders why I'm rushing her off, because I want to read something before the break, before we go to our guest. So I found this really interesting story about Art Garfunkel. So listen to this. Quote, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." That's the quote.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows the iconic Simon and Garfunkel song, but do you know the amazing story behind the first line of The Sounds of Silence?
Mm-hmm.
It began 62 years ago when Art Garfunkel, a Jewish kid from Queens, enrolled in Columbia University. During freshman orientation, Art met a student from Buffalo named Sandy Greenberg, and they immediately bonded over their shared passion for literature and music. Art and Sandy became roommates and best friends, and with the idealism of youth, they promised to be there for each other no matter what. And soon after starting college, Sandy was struck by tragedy. His vision became blurry, and although doctors diagnosed it as temporary conjunctivitis, the problem grew worse. So finally, after seeing a specialist, Sandy received the devastating news that severe glaucoma was destroying his optic nerves. The young man with such a bright future would soon be completely blind. And Sandy was devastated and fell into a deep depression, which we were talking about before. He gave up on his dream of becoming a lawyer and moved back to Buffalo, where he worried about being a burden to his financially struggling family. Consumed with shame and fear, Sandy cut off contact with all his old friends, refusing to answer letters or return phone calls. Then suddenly, to Sandy's shock, his buddy Art showed up at the front door. He was not going to allow his best friend to give up on life, so he bought a ticket and flew up to Buffalo unannounced. And Art convinced Sandy to give college another go and promised that he would be right by his side to make sure he didn't fall, literally or figuratively. And Art kept his promise, excuse me, faithfully escorting Sandy around campus and effectively serving as his eyes. It was important to Art that even though Sandy had been plunged into a world of darkness, he should never feel alone. And Art actually started calling himself Darkness to demonstrate his empathy with his friend. He'd say things like, "Darkness is going to reach you now." And Art organized his life around helping Sandy. And then one day, Art was guiding Sandy through crowded Grand Central Station in New York when he suddenly said he had to go and left his friend alone and petrified. And Sandy stumbled and he bumped into people and he fell and he cut a gash in his shin. And after a couple of hellish hours, Sandy finally got on the right subway train. And after exiting the station at 116th Street, Sandy bumped into someone who quickly apologized. And Sandy immediately recognized Art's voice. It well turned out that his trusty friend had followed him the whole way home, making sure he was safe and giving him the priceless gift of independence. Sandy later said, "That moment was the spark that caused me to live a completely different life, without fear, without doubt. For that, I am tremendously grateful to my friend." Sandy graduated from Columbia and then earned graduate degrees at Harvard and Oxford. He married his high school sweetheart and became an extremely successful entrepreneur and philanthropist. While at Oxford, Sandy got a call from Art. This time, Art was the one who needed help. He'd formed a rock and roll duo with his high school pal, Paul Simon, and they desperately needed $400 to record their first album. Sandy and his wife, Sue, had literally $404 in their bank account. But without hesitation, Sandy gave his old friend what he needed. Art and Paul's first album was not a success, but one of the songs, "The Sounds of Silence," became a number one hit a year later. The opening line echoed the way Sandy always greeted Art. Simon and Garfunkel went on to become one of the most beloved musical acts in history. The two Columbia graduates, each of whom has added so much to the world in his own way, are still best friends. Art Garfunkel said that when he became friends with Sandy, "My real life emerged. I became a better guy in my own eyes and began to see who I was, somebody who gives to a friend." Sandy describes himself as the luckiest man in the world. So that's adapted from...
That's an unbelievable story.
Footnote is, it's adapted from Sandy Greenberg's memoir, quote, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
how daring dreams and unyielding friendship turned one man's blindness into an extraordinary vision for life.
He's still living?
They're both still living.
Why don't you try to get him on the show, Sandy?
I'll have to do some research.
Yeah, just some research. Just get him on the show. I'd love to hear from Sandy.
So that's why I was rushing Marilyn to give the answer so I could read it. We need to go to break, and then our first guest of the second hour is ready to go.
Okay. Sheila, isn't that unbelievable story?
I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew the story?
It's a story that's...
Oh, I didn't know the story.
Yeah,
we're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're rushing through.
I thought we were going to break. Are we going to break?
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
It's the big special event, Sunday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event, Sunday, September the 19th. We want to win place. You can win games. You can win prizes. You can win fun. You can win excitement. That's right. You can win it all right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for the special event, Sunday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a big day and it's gonna go out with a bang.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I really hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Right now, I'm turning over the show to Lynn. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, it's my turn. Well, I'd like to welcome our first guest of the second hour. This show's going so fast, Sheila, my mind is And I apologize to anyone if I read that story so quickly. I was just trying to get it all in.
No, you did perfect.
That was a speed reading. So anyway, I would like to welcome for the very first time our guest. Well, she goes by the name of Lori Alice, but she said we can call her Alice tonight. So we'd like to welcome Alice Eakes. And Alice is a best-selling author of more than 30 published fiction novels. So that is unbelievable. So welcome, Alice. It's nice to have you on the show.
It's really lovely to be here.
All righty. Well, this is pretty nice. I mean, we get to meet a best-selling author of more than 30 published fiction novels. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Alice, and your vision situation. And I know Sheila's got some things that she'd like to ask you. So tell us. Tell us about yourself first and how you got interested in writing and a little bit about your eyesight, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And if anybody has any questions, you can feel free to call 407-894-1680.
Before we go on, your last name is spelled E-A-K-E-S, right? In case anybody wants to look up and buy your books or download your books.
Yes, and they're under Lori Alice Eakes, and Lori is L-A-U-R-I-E.
Okay, good. All righty. Okay, so tell us about
I grew up in Michigan, and not that that really has much to do with much, except I tend to like colder weather. And I know, I'm talking to a bunch of Floridians here.
You and I are going,
yeah, better you than me.
Well, you know, you can always dress warmer.
That's true.
And I was born legally blind. I couldn't focus, and there was something wrong with my optic nerves. I tell you the truth, I don't even know what it's called to this day.
Wow.
What the issue was. It was just a birth defect. And but I went to public school, except I was in a system that actually, you know, taught me Braille from the time I was a little kid. And I got a really good education. And in my 20s, I contracted glaucoma, which messed with my retinas. And so that took to basically the rest of my sight. I don't have any usable sight, though I swear sometimes I do in my left eye, though doctors say that's not possible. So I don't know. Maybe it's.
Well, only you would know, right?
Exactly.
What you're seeing.
So it's you know, basically nothing absolutely useful. I have no useful sight, but I have lots and lots of vision. So I tell people, I'm not without vision. I just can't see.
Okay. And the interesting that you say that, because I read that you have a blog called Ableism Disables. Can you explain that?
Well, the idea that, you know, ableism, of course, is the way sighted people treat blind people or anybody with a disability. You know, it's the idea that we are incapable, you know, using funny language to describe us, that they won't say we're blind. They have to jump through so many hoops. You know, they need to be, you know, gymnasts to think of them all.
Politically correct.
Yeah, that what they think is politically correct. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, if I don't want to be called that, it's not politically correct. It's just rude.
Well, you know, yeah. And I was going to say, Alice, you know, over the years, and Sheila knows this, I used to feel so funny, like when we were going to see them later, and I was afraid to say, I'll see you later, okay? But then all our friends all say, I'll see you later, whether, you know, they're visually impaired or not. And so now I know I don't have to be politically correct, right, Sheila?
Right.
Just say, see you later.
See you later.
Well, changing your language and assuming we don't say things like that is
right.
Partly what ableism is. Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, but that's what disables us. It's the way the world is set up, is not for sighted people. And so that's what disables us, is it's an ableist world, mm-hmm. a world of assumptions. And, you know, you have to have a car to be able to do this, or you have to be able to see to do that.
Right.
And even finding jobs is difficult for blind people because for example, I applied for a job. I tried to, but the application wasn't accessible. You know, it's like I couldn't even apply, let alone get it. So
right.
that's the kind of stuff. That's what I mean. It's disabling the way the world is set up.
So tell us how you got interested in writing and tell our audience about your books.
When I was a little kid, I used to wake up really early. I was very much a morning person, but I knew I had to be quiet. So I lie in bed and tell myself stories, and then I started writing them down. And, of course, they were all stories about me as basically a superheroine. And, you know, they were always centered around me and the fantastic things happening to me. But they were little stories in my head, and I just writing them down. And then as I got older, I got more serious about it, and I was an English major as an undergrad, and I got a master's degree in creative writing, in writing popular fiction from Seton Hill University in Pennsylvania. And so I just started writing novels. I figured out how to actually turn an idea into a real story in a novel, and was blessed enough to get an agent and sell books. It's not easy. I had editors who refused to work with me because I'm blind. Just flat out refused, think that I wasn't capable of doing all the things needed in publishing. And that was kind of disturbing. I had marketing people overlook me. I'd be at a conference and the marketing people would talk to everybody with the publisher except for me in the room. It was just very strange. So not a very welcoming environment always. And, you know, welcoming enough that I've done pretty well.
You found an agent that really helped you.
Yes, I've had two. My most recent one just retired, so I'm without an agent again. But that's okay because I'm changing genres. I've written historical fiction. I'm mostly known for my midwife books, which are on Bard.
And I downloaded them today, Alice, and I actually started reading it, and I'm looking forward to reading it. So, and my question was to you, how can we get more of your books on Bard?
I don't know. I guess write to the Library of Congress. There is also one in Braille. And then there's 7 of my books on Audible. And there's more of my books on Bookshare, too. They have quite a few.
Yeah.
But I've been writing romantic suspense for the past several years, but I want to start writing young adult fiction and middle grade. And I had a short story, young adult short story, published in an anthology last September called Artificial Divide, which is a collection of stories written by blind people, and all the main characters are blind in the anthology. And it's on Bookshare, I think, and it's on Audible. It's not on Bard yet, though. I think they're trying to get Bard to record it.
Right. If anybody has any questions for Alice, please call 407-894-1680. I have to tell you, Alice, I know a lot of my friends and members of the American Council are listening to you right now, because we've got a writers group that looks for people to talk about their books and talk about how they write books and why they write books. And I'm hoping they're going to reach out to you. So,
well, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Or any, feel free
any
to.
Any organization that's listening, hopefully they'll reach out to you.
Yeah.
If people go to your website, first of all, tell them your website. And I saw there was a whole list of your books, one after the other, that people could access.
And I saw the website, but I didn't see a contact you on that website. So
there was not? I didn't
see one. I may have overlooked it.
I'll have to double check, because I know she's been messing with my webmistress has been messing with my website to make it more mobile friendly, you know, on cell phones and so forth. So that may have gotten lost somewhere.
It's not all about mobile. It's all about accessibility.
What is the website, Alice? What is the website?
It's my full name, LaurieAliceEeks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as contacting me, if it's somebody from the council, I don't want my regular email address out on air, but if it's somebody you know, feel free to give them my email address.
Okay. Sheila can contact me, and I'll write to you.
I'll get it. We'll do it that way,
Alice, okay? She'll write to me, and I'll write to you. Would that be okay?
That works just fine.
Okay, yeah. I'll be the middleman.
I have a Facebook group that I started. It's not super active, but we're there to be supportive for blind writers. It's called Blind Authors Info and Support.
No.
Just because I want to encourage more blind people. There are a lot of blind people published in nonfiction, lots of biographies, autobiographies out there. But there aren't a lot of blind people published in fiction. And so, because it's very difficult. It's a difficult field to get into, period. I mean, you know, we're talking traditionally published. That means where the publisher pays you to write the book,
right?
Instead of it the other way around. And so that's not, it's tough. They buy about 4 books out of every 10,000 manuscripts they get, publishers.
Wow.
Well, I am looking forward to reading Midwives. I have to tell you, it sounds very interesting, and I am looking forward to it, and I hope you have more put on BARD.
I would like to see more of my books put on BARD. I don't have any control over it, though. I have tried to get state libraries to do it, but they haven't so far. The Midwives started out when I was living in Texas when those were published, and I sent a copy to the state library, but they never did anything, and then they showed up on BARD. So, you know, maybe me sending
a copy.
You
never know.
You never know, yes. So.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks
appreciate
for joining
it so much.
Us,
yes.
Alice. We really appreciate it, and we hope you continue to listen to the show. And we're here on any given Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for joining
me. I would love to be able to reach out to you. So if you don't have a contact on your website, maybe you need to talk to your webmaster. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You too.
Nice. It's always nice to meet new people.
Can
we go to break and then we'll come back?
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services@christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track,
point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. Oh, yes. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Michael, your host. Yeah, it's true. It's really true. I'm your host, believe it or not. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. Oh, I have to tell you something. If you missed any part of this show or any show in the last 7 years, go to our website. We're all there. All 300 and some, that's right, shows are on that website. It's the website's called blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me repeat that, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You go to webpage, check us out. Right now, I'm going to turn the show over to Sheila Young. Sheila Young, it's your turn.
Thank you, Michael. You know, we're always looking for information and different topics. Tonight, I am so thrilled to be able to introduce Marcy Duty, who is representing the Computers for the Blind, which they offer an amazing service for anyone who needs a computer or I'm not sure what you all offer, but Marcy, Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Sheila. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. And thank you, Chris.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Marcy. More than welcome.
So Computers for the Blind is an organization devoted to...
Do you need a computer that...
...to persons who are blind or with low vision. It is our hope that each person who has low vision or is blind may experience the information age in a positive and productive manner. This is our mission statement. This is what I'm reading to you. So we believe that technology opens new worlds and creates opportunities for greater personal freedom. So that's what we are. So what we really do is we sell computers to people all across the country who are blind or with low vision. We have Windows computers. So we have desktops and we have laptops. And what I love most about our computers is that every one of them has a solid state hard drive. So that means as soon as you hit that power button, you've got Windows in about 7 to 10 seconds. And that's awesome. So we are partnering with Freedom Scientific. So when a person purchases a computer from us, they get a year of JAWS or Zoom Text, whichever one they prefer. We have desktops that start with 120 gigabytes of hard drive space and 8 gigabytes of RAM. Those are the default configurations. They come with Windows 10 Professional because we know Microsoft is supporting Windows until 2025. So we have until 2024 or mid-2023 to do something with Windows 11. Currently, they have a copy of Office 2019 Home and Student. So a person gets a copy of Word, copy of Excel, copy of PowerPoint, copy of OneNote. If they want to do email through a client, we recommend Windows Mail or Thunderbird. Those are free programs. Of course, they can install Office 365, but they would have to uninstall the Office 2019 from our computers and then put on the 365. So the most that we can offer is 1 terabyte of hard drive space and 16 gigabytes of RAM on our laptops. We also have large monitors, wireless keyboards, wireless mouse, and the typing program to teach typing if that's something that people want to begin with. I'm open to any questions.
16 gigabytes, that's a lot. That's a good amount of storage.
Yeah, 16 gig of RAM and a 1 terabyte hard drive. People can get that for, if no discount is provided, $385.
Wow.
So what if people don't want wireless keyboard?
So if people don't want wireless keyboard, we also have USB keyboards.
Okay. So you'll give that to them instead of
the wireless keyboard. So, of course, if they get laptops, the laptops come with their own keyboards. But if they need external keyboards that are not wireless, we have USB keyboards as well.
Right. And so whatever the customer wants is what you'll try to
exactly
provide.
Okay. Well said. Well spoken.
Okay. So, Marcy, how long have you been doing this?
So I've been providing customer service since June of 2019, and I work the afternoon shift. So I work from 1 to 6 Texas time, 2 to 7 Eastern time.
And who do you usually serve? Is it...
So we serve some state agencies. State agencies call us and purchase computers from us for their consumers or customers. We serve anyone who is blind or who has low vision. So all they have to do is give us a call. Our website is computersfortheblind.org. And I can provide our customer service telephone number if you'd like that as well.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's 214-340-6328.
So if I, off the street, just want to call you, and I don't have a counselor, I don't have an account open with the Division of Blind Services somewhere, I can just call you and say, I would like a computer.
Exactly. And so there are 4 steps to the process. There's an application that's available on our website, or I can help you complete it by telephone. So we in customer service can do that for you. It's a short one that tells us who you are, where you're from, what kind of computer you need, what kind of access technology you need. Then we ask for documentation. We want the people that buy our computers to be blind or to have low vision. So we'll ask you for that. So those are the two documents. Another document that we could ask you for is if you receive Social Security disability, if you're a veteran, the spouse of a veteran, or if you are a student we can provide a $60 discount off of the prices of our computers. So that $385 that I talked about for the highest model would go down to $325 if you meet one of those qualifications. Then we ask for your payment, and we do have payment plans available. When the computer, the computer would be delivered to the person as soon as the computer is paid off in full, and then we would ship you the computer.
Hey,
so it's application, documentation, payment, and then we ship.
Listen,
Chris, do we have a question?
We got a question on the phone line all the way from the big city of Fern Park, Florida. We got our friend Dave. Dave, how you doing,
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Big Dave.
I was excited to hear your friend from Computers for the Blind, because literally I didn't know that you were going to be on the show today, but I actually called Computers for the Blind just a couple days ago, and my file has already started, and I just need to get together some documentation because I haven't I'm an old fart and I haven't had to present it for a while, so something to prove that I'm blind, which I can understand, and but I will confirm to everyone listening, it cannot be an easier process. I asked to try to do most of it on the phone, which I got some of those very helpful and super nice, and it just was a breeze. Took a couple minutes, and now I just got to come up with something, which I'm sure I've got out in the file somewhere. So I'm excited because my laptop is all but bit the dust, so I'm in need of help. So this will be pleasant and appreciated addition.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dave.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done any better myself. That's wonderful. For proof of visual disability, we'll accept, you know, notes from doctors. We'll accept letters from professionals in the community. So a social worker, a VR counselor, O&M instructor.
So you won't accept my telling you that he is blind.
or me. I know he's 100% that he's blind.
That is not necessarily true, because Sheila, you're the president of the Florida Council of the Blind, so you have
there
stature.
You go.
And
yes, all right,
you,
Dave.
If you wrote to me and told me, you know, I can verify that Dave is blind.
All right,
can,
Dave.
And this is Michael. I can verify, too, that he's blind. 100% I know he's blind.
Because I have accepted
letters from pastors or ministers on church letterhead, if a pastor will verify that for me. So, I mean, we're not, we for that proof of visual
you're
disability.
Not that, you're not
a
being
very
that hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marcy,
no,
why don't you
suggested
tell
to
people?
The lady maybe I could okay. bump into a wall or something, but she said that wouldn't be necessary.
That's all right, Dave. Dave, we'll take care of you. We'll take
all
care
right,
of you.
Well. Writing, Dave.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Marcy.
Well, all my good stuff is in customer service, so anything you can do will be appreciated.
Okay.
And thank you for that.
I think we'll take care of it, Dave.
Sweet. I appreciate
so
that.
So, Marcy, to tell everybody, all the prices are on your website.
So, yes, all the prices are on the website. Right. We're at computersfortheblind.org. Mm-hmm. You would click on Get a Computer, and then you would see the price list. And then you see a little form that says click here to start your order, and that's the application that we take from you in customer service. So if you want to submit it, as soon as you hit that submit button, we have access to it. We'll follow up with you by email and telephone, and we'll get the process started.
Thank you so
much. It's
a nonprofit.
Yes, it's nonprofit.
Yeah, we are a 501c3.
Marcy?
Yes, sir.
This is Michael. If you can, I would like to talk to you later. If you can write down our web, write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Sure.
I would like to talk to you. So you get your phone or off the air. Write to me and put your phone or I'll call you off the air.
Sure.
Again, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael.
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, you have it? Okay.
You invited me to be a guest
good.
On the show.
Yeah, write to me and put your phone on. I'd like to talk to you off the air.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So anything else before we say goodnight?
Marcy, I just want to thank you so much for
being
here.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much. It's a really nice show. I've enjoyed it so far. So I'll tell everybody about it.
We'll have you back again. This is really a very important service, right, Sheila? I mean,
yes, ma'am.
You all were saying, information, education, entertainment, it's all available through the computer.
Yeah.
Communication via Zoom, you can all get that done via the computer.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you, Marcy, so much.
Yep. Absolutely.
You guys have a
great week.
You too.
You too. Have
Thanks
a good
for
night.
Having me.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Woo, let's take a breath here.
If you don't know, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's what we're all about. Blind
Actually, it's Blind and Beyond Whirlwind tonight.
Yeah.
Blind and Beyond, yep.
Well, I knew it was going to be like this tonight.
Awesome.
Chris, is there anybody on the phone lines or anything? Or
no, we clear. We good to go.
Okay.
You're good to go. Well, folks, don't forget next week's show. It's a real big event.
Are you not saying what it is?
It's the big special event.
They should know already.
At 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event Sunday, September the 19th. We want you in place. You can win games. You can win prizes. You can win fun. You can win excitement. That's right, you can win it all right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show for the special event Sunday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a big day and it's going to go out with a bang.
You're saying September 19th, it's June
19th. I heard September and I'm like, what?
You said September 19th, it's June the 19th.
I sure did. I didn't even catch it.
You said September 19th, not June 19th. It's June 19th.
I heard.
You see where I'm at? I'm all the way in September in June.
Yeah, it's June.
So it's June the 19th.
September 9th. June the 19th.
That's all right. It's all good, Chris.